You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max. The podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Tom Brady says there's no timetable for a decision about his future after the Bucs were eliminated, but listen to him addressing his future at the post-game press conference last night.
This has been a lot of focus on, you know, this game, so, yeah. It's just be one day at a time, truly.
Ryan Clark asked last night, honestly, after watching tonight's game, who would want Tom Brady starting on their team next year? Is RC right, Key? Would you want Tom Brady next season?
You know, I probably wouldn't want Tom Brady because I don't have the things that he needs, which is protection, which is top-flight receivers, which is a strong running game and a dominant defense and an offensive line that can protect him. I probably wouldn't want him because I don't have all those things. And if you don't have all those things, it's probably not a good fit for you. You're going to be going in circles for no reason at all. When Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay 3 years ago, the situation was perfect. Like the perfect situation that one could ever go to. There's not another situation that's available right now that I can think of. When you start to think about teams, maybe Minnesota becomes available because of Kirk Cousins. That's not a perfect situation. The defense is not good. Then when you think about the Las Vegas Raiders and that connection because of Josh McDaniels, that offensive line is not good. Houston Texans, they need a quarterback. Nah, I don't think so. So when you start Miami, So maybe it's a New York Jets situation that needs a veteran quarterback because they still got a young dude in Zach Wilson that could potentially learn from Tom Brady for a year or so. And Tom Brady loves being in New York and in the East Coast area, and he is a marketing darling as far as that goes. So maybe that's an opportunity there.
I like the Jets idea, Jay, maybe. Because the Jets have a defense you don't want to waste. They're ready to go now, and they got offensive talent. So you need a quarterback who knows what he's doing. Don't mess around. Slide him in there for a year or two right now. See what you can do. I like that idea.
So the Jets sound interesting to me. You know, I would say this, though. Where is my family living? My family's in South Florida, Key. I'm trying to find a way to stay in South Florida. Now, that may not be with the Bucs. That may be with the Dolphins, depending upon their situation, what happens with Mike McDaniel, what happens with Tua. But if I have a home that's being built in Miami, my kids are in Miami, if my ex-wife is in, like, I'm looking to be around family so I can spend that quality time with my kids if I still do want to play.
I think the Dolphins also make a lot of sense. I think the Dolphins make a lot of sense.
I don't like the Dolphins as much as I do the Jets.
That's fair. I hear your perspective on it, though, Key, but we know this. If there are personal things around where you can be, like, that factors into it.
I think his oldest son, and I don't know this, but I think his oldest son is somewhere in the Northeast.
Jack?
I think. Huh?
Jack?
I didn't want to give up the name, even
well,
though
everyone knows Google.
Yeah, I know, but you know me, man. I'm so protective of stuff like that.
I hear you. Maybe.
Yeah,
I,
you know
listen,
how I am.
Everyone, obviously.
Yeah, obviously, right? Well, I mean, geez. Yeah, but I think he's in that area where he could wind up playing football at, Jay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason why I'm like, that makes a whole lot of sense without me giving everything away.
Key, I do want to, before we go to, you know, and we're going to have time to dig into this the entire offseason about where time's going to go, and every single day that's going to be a conversation between him and Aaron Rodgers.
I was just about to say, Aaron Rodgers,
yeah, exactly.
Forget about him. He needs at least 30 minutes.
But let's refocus some of our attention very quickly on Tampa Bay. So what does this now mean for Todd Bowles?
Right? Nothing.
Find
a quarterback.
What happens is, you know, allegedly when Bruce Arians gets kicked upstairs to a degree and now it's Todd Bowles' team, you still win the division, you're under 500, but, like, What does that leave him or Byron Leftwich with?
It was a totally different team than it was the last 2 years, man. That conversation, if anybody even brings up that conversation, no, dude's been hurt. They've been in and out of the lineup. They're older.
I'm not saying Todd gets fired, but I'm saying where does it go from here for him?
He doesn't.
What do you have left in the cupboard?
Yeah. No, I didn't say he was going to get fired, but I'm saying even having a conversation about a poor job that they did as a coaching staff is what I'm talking about. You can't do – when you don't have no players, they all banged up. Mike Evans missed time. Chris Godwin missed time.
O-line was destroyed before the season.
The defense had people missing. It took a lot for them to even get an opportunity to play the Cowboys in the wild card weekend. It took a lot for them to do that.
That's a separate conversation. I do think Todd Bowles' track record as a head coach has not been distinguished. It's been okay at best.
He's only had two stints.
Okay, but it's
one with a bad organization in New York, and then this first year with an old team and a 46-year-old quarterback, broken down team that still won the division.
They did win the division, sub 500, and the offense didn't look the same though.
How can you look the same when you don't have the tight end that you had in the past? Got hurt.
Marpet retired.
Yes.
And then signed away. I know they lost a lot off the O-line. No question. Yeah. If it's an excuse for Brady, you can also use it for Bowles. The difference is Brady
I'm
has
gonna
the
use it
track
for
record
Bowles.
Of all time.
I'm going to use it for Bowles this year. I'm going to use that. What do you call it, Jay, in golf? The thing you
That's
have
a mulligan. It's a mulligan.
Yeah, I'm using that mulligan. That's what I'm using. Yeah.
Troy Aikman, ESPN NFL analyst on SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt last night, weighed in on Brady's performance and Brady's future.
Tonight, let's be honest, I mean, he looked like a 45-year-old quarterback. And I think if he comes back, we do know that if he was available and teams out there that needed a quarterback, Tom Brady would be probably at the top of the list. I mean, he's well-regarded. He can still play at a high level. But he's got to have those pieces around him. You know, most of us needed that when we were in our early 30s. You know, so if that's in Tampa, great. But you can't throw the ball 66 times and expect to do anything. I mean, and he's been doing that for the last couple of years. He's led the league in pass attempts for the last 2 years at 44 and 45 years old. And that's a – whatever the reasons are, that has to change wherever he is.
And that's what I always say, Max. There's no way I'm dropping back my quarterback that many damn times. You're not going to win games doing that. And when you are 40-something years old, like Troy Aikman, Hall of Fame Troy Aikman, ex-quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, three-time Super Bowl-winning quarterback, says, you cannot drop back 66 times, man. You're not going to win.
They're last in the league in rushing.
If you don't have a running game. It all comes back to the offensive line. I know it's the least sexy thing to talk about, but it's the most important thing in football because it's the only thing that affects every other part of the game, including the defensive end for you, based on time of possession. If you don't have a line, you won't be able to run the ball. Now you're asking your quarterback to do too much behind the line who also can't protect him, which means
your wideouts are worse, Max.
Their secondary is better. Their pass rush is better. Everything. You're right. 100%.
That's two years in a row, though. It's not just this year.
Yep.
So they did the same thing last year.
Doesn't that make the case that if he had the right pieces around him, he would be able to still be a formidable quarterback in the league?
Yes, that makes that case. But guess what?
It's about finding a team that actually has
where?
It. Yeah. I'll hear you.
Like where? The New York Jets. They got a young offensive line that should be good. They got a running game when Breece Hall comes back. They got Garrett Wilson at the receiver, Elijah Moore,
the
Davis.
They were a little snake bit by injury, but they got talent on
the O-line. No, that's what I said. The O-line is back intact.
I'd rather have Jimmy G, who is
younger. No.
But he's just as injury prone.
I only need Tom Brady for two seasons.
No, give me Tom Brady.
If I'm the Jets, I need Tom Brady for two seasons.
I'm 46 years old.
I'm with Key.
Yeah, just 46 like, I'm two seasons. Okay. I'm taking my chance.
If you can't make a major move to get like a Lamar Jackson and you're the Jets, you can't do better than Tom Brady for a little quick two-year rental.
Yeah, two-year deal.
You can't beat it.
Yeah, that's
Brian
it.
Brian in North Carolina, you're on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Go Giants off the top. And also quick hello to Ralph and Judy in the car. Here's the thing with Brady I don't understand. And I don't make any assumptions about a man's personal life because I don't know him. But it seems to me like that football priority needs to be like number four on the Concentrica ring, where he's got to have his creator, his wife, and his kids in the middle. And football seems to have taken the priority, and I think it's too much, fellas, and I just don't know what he's doing at this point.
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't tell you what he's thinking.
I don't think football has taken a priority. I just think that he is in a game that he is in love with, and he's playing because he can still play.
But Jay makes
the moment
two,
that
Jay
they tell him he can't
points.
Play, he's gonna lead the game.
Jay makes two good points on this. One, Jay, the refuge, right? Like you can take refuge in the career when things mm-hmm. are going up. And the other is, a guy like Brady wants to dictate the terms, right? Even to father time. And Michael Jordan. He had the perfect way. No career would have ever ended better than he hits the winning shot for his second three-peat, never to be seen again, right?
Can't say no.
He couldn't stop himself. He couldn't stop himself. And Brady is kind of maybe the same type of cat.
The only, you know, when people will say just retire, knowing MJ for as long as I've known him and, you know, seeing Tom and talking to Tom, too, in the past, I just never see those guys retiring where – they're going to be forced to retire. Like when somebody, well, who's going to want him? Like, you think Tom Brady actually believes that there's not one team that actually doesn't want Tom Brady?
I don't think it's true.
And the way it ended this year, like going on, like I don't see Tom Brady's career ending in a bad way. Maybe he loses the game, but not like that.
All right, look.
There are teams that's going to want Tom Brady. There's no question about it. Because they will convince themselves that they have everything in place to be successful with mm-hmm. Tom Brady, even though they don't. They're going to be the Tennessee Titans in oh, my God, there's a connection. His ex-teammate's the head coach. Da, 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 da. But that situation isn't perfect the way Tom needs it.
Let's talk
the
about
Raiders
the other...
situation is not perfect, Max, the way Tom needs it.
Yeah, no, I hear you. As you said earlier in the show, as you get older in football, it's almost like life, right? You become more like your very, very – you're like your baby self. Like it requires more. The beginning of your career and the end of your career is kind of similar. Dak Prescott after last night or Daniel Jones after his performance on the road? Both on the road. Which quarterback – was more impressive? Keyshawn J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Dak completed 25 of 33 for 305 yards last night. And by the way, played turnover-free ball for the first time in 8 games. Led Dallas to the first road playoff win in 30 years.
Feel this here.
Is it cold at the Seaport, man?
Yeah.
It's not that cold
NFC Championship
today.
I'm looking at everybody bundled up outside, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah, no, it's you got to bundle up.
What is it, like 40 degrees?
It was 30-something when we got to work this morning, maybe high 20s, low 30s.
By the way, this has not been a bad winter.
Now.
Knock on wood.
No. It's right now, it's 34 degrees outside, Key, so you tell me. It's 2 degrees above freezing.
That's not cold. It's a little cold.
It's a little cold, I would say, yeah. But you're right, not freezing for it hasn't been a bad winter.
No, I just saw the people all bundled up with the doggies, so I was like, man, is it cold? Yeah,
the best January is when they got their doggies bundled up with them too. The dogs have on the outfits, the paw trackers and everything.
Well, you know who wasn't cold but was really hot?
God. This guy can't wait.
Well, we have things to do. Dak was 25 of 33. Daniel Jones with 24 of 35. Dak with 305 yards. Daniel Jones with 301. Dak against a bad Tampa team, really sub 500. But Daniel Jones against a Minnesota Vikings team that was like 11 or 12 and 0 in one score games and really didn't have a defense.
I love you.
Dak threw four touchdowns and ran one in. Daniel Jones with two touchdowns added a 78 yards on the ground with 17 carries. The Giants
carries. Jeez.
Yeah. Giants won their first playoff game since 2011. That's when they last won the Super Bowl. So Dak Prescott or Daniel Jones? Which quarterback had the more impressive performance, Key?
I thought both of them played extremely well. They both were as impressive. I just think Dak Prescott's was a little more clean to me because of where he played, how he played in Week 18. His stuff was just on point. That's the Dak Prescott that I'm used to seeing when they win games. He was able to move around in the pocket with his feet. He was able to manipulate the safeties in the secondary with his eyes and get them to go and do things that he needed them to do so he could push the ball down the field. Daniel Jones did a terrific job, no question about it. But I just think Dak Prescott had a cleaner game.
Jay?
So Daniel Jones, to me, has been one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL the last month and a half, right? His QBR has been number one the last month of the season.
He doesn't have anybody to throw to.
At a really high level. So, to me, the more impressive performance would have to go to Dak because of the expectations and the questions looming around Dak. The way he's came off the last couple of games hasn't looked great. Turnovers, to tighten that up in a game on Monday night where the sole focus is on you, against Tom Brady, where you're waiting for Tom Brady to pull a rabbit out of a hat because there's a history of him doing it before. Even during the game, did you see the promo they had? They built this giant, large Tom Brady and had Dak Prescott ride up to him on a little ass horse, right? You're like, all right, like that's what Dak is up against tonight.
All right,
but he still did it.
That's right. There was a lot. Okay, this is how I would break it down. They were similar games in terms of no turnovers, touchdowns, yards, all this kind of stuff. Dak did it with many more eyeballs on him against the legend Tom Brady, both of them on the road, on a Monday night, Dak, the whole thing. Daniel, both of them played very well. Like Daniel Jones didn't play Week 18, really. Week 17, probably the best game of his career. But here's the difference to me. Other than Dak Prescott has way more talent on the offensive side of the ball, way more, just more talent. Daniel Jones does not have any playoff history that Dak does. What you want to find out about Daniel Jones is how do you show up in this moment? So when you talk about clean, Key, the first time he touches the ball in the playoffs as an underdog on the road, he was practically perfect. And even though you're right, it's not the same pressure as Dak because the Giants weren't expected to win. I mean, I thought they'd win. Keith thought they'd win. But, like, if they don't win, no big deal. They've got house money.
Which means there really is no pressure.
Right. I agree. The pressure was much more on Dak Prescott. And yet, the accomplishment to me jumps Daniel, like, was bigger for Daniel Jones. Like, we now have a little chapter on a book on Daniel Jones in the playoffs. That's really, really good. He's the best version of himself when you need it the most. Dak Prescott, the chapter means a little less because there are more chapters already to choose from.
But wouldn't that make it a more of a monumental win because there are more chapters that have proven that he's only had one playoff win in his career? So right now, like, he's already matched that with the way he's played, and he played at a really high level to get that, and there's more for him to do?
Yeah, but now we got to see it again. Let's see. Same thing with Daniel Jones, but the difference is, like, if Daniel Jones has another good playoff game, win or lose, we're like, oh, my God, this dude under pressure is nails. Dak Prescott, there's some games where you're like, oh, not so good, right? It's a little bit different. So it means a little less for Dak, actually, than it meant for Daniel Jones. It does.
I love you, Max.
We talked about this earlier in the
you
show.
You're trying, but it ain't getting You ain't getting there.
Hold on.
You ain't getting
If
there
you
with
have
–
look.
You're not getting there with it, man.
Patrick Mahomes has more equity in the bank than Dak Prescott, for example, right? We talked
he's
about this earlier in the show.
He's played in more playoff games.
And he's been better in them.
Yes.
And he's been better in them. So if Patrick Mahomes has a bad playoff game –
he's the elite of the elite of the elite.
Right. If he has a bad playoff game, we understand that's one bad playoff game. He has a lot of good ones.
I don't think Dak has wet the bed in the playoffs. They just lost when he's been in the playoffs.
All right.
I don't think he's
maybe not wet the bed, but not been nails either.
I think he's been pretty decent in the playoffs, man. I gotta go back and look, but my mind is just if it serves me right, and I think about the Green Bay game, and I think about what I saw last night, and then a San Francisco game, which was a little bit of a shaky situation toward the end there. Other than that, I think he's played well in the playoffs. I do.
Dak Prescott played with a much better offense than Daniel Jones, many more receiving targets who are higher caliber. Like, in other words,
You'll never win that argument with me.
You could not trade the Giants receiving core for the Cowboys receiving core.
That may be the case.
So what does that mean?
You may not be able to trade some of the skill position players straight up for straight up. You may not be able to.
Right.
But Daniel Jones was 24 of 35. Somebody had to be catching those footballs.
Because he's putting dimes on them, man.
It's somebody had to be catching them. Dak Prescott.
So there's no way for a quarterback to have a good game.
Dimes. Dak Prescott is throwing dimes at his players too.
So there's no way
for dropping.
By that logic, there's no way for a player at quarterback to have a good game with a bad receiving core, because your claim would be if he had a good game, the receiving core must not be bad. Correct?
Exactly.
That's what you're saying. Okay, that's your philosophy.
Exactly.
Listen, you played. I didn't. Doesn't make sense to me.
How could Daniel Jones do the things that he's doing and have a bad skill position?
How did Tom Brady do it sometimes? Because you elevate the players around you with your exceptional play.
What do you mean? Tom Brady ain't never had no bad receivers.
But he has made receiving cores better than they ought to have been.
He used his tight ends, which they did with the Hernandez and Gronk. He uses running backs out of the backfield, and he used Wes Welker and Julian Edelman and Hogan and those guys in the slot.
Do you agree that Tom Brady?
Randy Moss.
Do you agree that Tom Brady, or disagree that Tom Brady has elevated receivers around him?
I would say that their style in New England, in particular, that we're talking about, I'm sure we're not talking about Tampa because Mike Evans was a Pro Bowler before Tom Brady.
Is it possible for a quarterback to elevate his receiving core, Key?
Yes.
It is possible. Yes.
Okay. I think that's what Daniel Jones has done.
So, Max, Daniel Jones, 24 of 35, two touchdowns, rushed for 78 yards, quarterback rating of 114.1. Okay. Threw for 301 yards. Dak Prescott, 25 of 32, 305 yards, four touchdowns, QB rating of 143.3.
Yeah, I think when you adjust for the teams they're playing on, Daniel Jones is a little more impressive than Dak Prescott.
Well, I mean,
but Dak was playing under more pressure.
The numbers are more impressive for Dak.
Yes, but you have to adjust again for what they're facing.
Okay.
Man, stop,
but you're also facing one of the worst defenses in the league.
It's true. It's a good point.
So, like,
it's a tough question, actually.
I understand you would love to rip the name off the back of the receivers and slap Johnson on there or Thomas on there,
yes,
or Hopkins on there. Sure. And he still would be 24-35 for 300 yards. Then what you going to say?
Well, then I'm going to say he would be more than 24 of 35 for 301 yards. Jones and the – you think you wouldn't make a difference in your prime on this Giants receiving core, Key? I'm going to say you would, but okay, you think you weren't the difference. I think you'd make a difference on this Giants receiving core. Do with
how?
That what you will.
I would still get the same touches that these guys are getting.
Apparently receivers
and I would
make
catch them, and I still would score.
Daniel Jones and the Giants.
This guy here, man.
Do they have a shot against the Eagles without Keyshawn Johnson? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
The New York Giants are on to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles.
Look, Daniel's, I've said it all year, he's been good for us, continues to be good for us. As the leader of our football team, no problem.
They could go really far, and this was no fluke.
This is probably the toughest loss I've had in my career.
There was one man before the season began. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, ESPN, you until 10 a.m. Eastern. We're on ESPN 2 till 8 a.m. Eastern. You can download the podcast. You can listen on your smart speaker, say play ESPN Radio. You can download the app. Probably already have it on your phone. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. You're not tethered to your car. But there was one man. It was early in the season. We said, how many wins the Giants going to have? He said, 10 or 12. Come on, man. The Giants? Come on, Brandon Jacobs. But former New York Giant, two-time Super Bowl champion running back Brandon Jacobs. Actually, when you count the playoffs, Brandon, they just won their 10th game.
Won their 10th game. Absolutely did against a team that beat us early in the season that I said no way, shape, or form this guy could kick another 61-yard field goal to win the game. Well, he didn't have to. You know, we held the Vikings down, and Daniel Jones played a phenomenal football game. Everybody was clicking. The receivers played really good. I'm happy from what I saw, man. I mean, I know we got to go to Philly, a really good team, a team that got a number one seed, and I'm just looking forward to seeing, you know, what they can go to Philadelphia and do. I mean, it's going to be the third time playing them, so why not, right?
Damn, the receivers played good. I thought they didn't have any receivers. But anyway – how much of this success is due to Brian Daboll, though, BJ? No, I only say that to mess with Max because Max says they don't have any.
Arguing.
They don't have any names.
Brandon, we were arguing who had the more impressive performance between Dak and Daniel Jones. And my point is there were similar performances, but Daniel Jones got less to work with at receiver. That's all.
No, we just going to take off.
I agree.
We're going to take the names off the back of some of the Giants receivers and put Mamani Toomer on there, Plexico Burress, OBJ, and then Max would be happy.
If they had them, they could win the Super Bowl.
Hey, Brandon, how much of this success, though?
I agree.
How much of this success is due to Brian Daboll coming over from Buffalo and just getting them to believe in themselves and what he's trying to do?
Oh, it's a lot of it. You know, coaching is a lot of it. I mean, the way he handles things, the way he does things with the team, I mean, you can see it. You know, they have bought into what he's selling. They love being around him. He loves being around them. I mean, I don't know if it's more of a player-coach type relationship that he have with all of the guys. I mean, just cool, just in the locker room dancing. And we've never had that in the New York Giants organization, you know. We never had that. So, I mean, I think, you know, with today's players and the way they, you know, and the way they operate mentally and emotionally, I think he's the right coach for this football team. No, there's no question about it.
Brandon, I got to ask you this question. We're in a spirited conversation is the way I like to frame it here on the show instead of debate. Around if considering week 18 and then the playoff performance that we saw from both Daniel Jones and Dak Prescott, if you had to pick a quarterback that you would trust, who would it be? Would it be Daniel Jones or would it be Dak Prescott?
I'm not going to pick either one of them. I mean, out of the guys that's playing, I'm going with Purdy.
Wow. I just want to clarify. You're saying Brock Purdy over Dak Prescott or Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
Is it more because of the system and the style?
Daniel Jones. Now I love, but Purdy just brings a little bit more swag to what he does with the team. You know, he's a lot cooler, should I say. So it's easy to rally around a guy like that. You know, it's easy to rally around a guy like Purdy versus, you know, Daniel Jones or Dak Prescott. You know, Purdy's just out there flinging that thing and playing football, you know, and the boys are rallying around him, and the coach is rallying around him. It's a beautiful thing to watch.
So do you think it has to do more with the system that Kyle Shanahan has been able to have the third-string quarterback come in and have, you know, such an impact on the team, but it's the combination of the system and the coaching that gives you that confidence, or is it him just individually?
It's him individually that gives me the confidence, because the way he runs around, the way he celebrates after doing something good, the kid just swagged out. Like, he swagged out, and I'm playing for a guy like that. Now, let's be real. Like, I mean, you want me to pick, you know, a guy, Daniel Jones has definitely had more success, you know, so, just like you asked out of him and Dak, I'm definitely going to go with Daniel Jones, because you don't know, you know, what Dak is. I mean, Dak can come out and give you three interceptions. Daniel Jones has never done that. He doesn't turn the ball over that much. He had one or two fumbles this year, and he threw like six picks, I think, or something like that on the season, six or seven picks on the season. So he hadn't been turning it over really crazy this year. So I'm definitely going to pick Daniel Jones out of those two quarterbacks, though.
How surprised were you, Brandon, that the Cowboys took care of business the way that they did against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa, hyped up Monday night, everything, all ESPN down there, just crazy atmosphere, and the Cowboys came in and unleashed on them?
I'm not surprised at all. It doesn't surprise me. Tampa Bay didn't have that good of year. The whole NFC South absolutely blown this year. So I'm not really shocked. You know, I think everybody in the playoffs could have beat the Buccaneers. You know, that's just me. You know, that's just the way I feel. But I'm not shocked at all. But great matchup coming up, you know, throughout the history of our game of the NFL with the Cowboys and the 49ers. I mean, I think that's going to be one of the most watched games, you know, out of any team in the playoffs. I think, you know, you got old tradition. You know, you got two teams with really old tradition is going out and about to battle against each other. I mean, those battles in the 90s were epic. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to that one as well, you know.
For sure. Brandon Jacobs, former New York Giants running back, two-time Super Bowl champion. Not afraid. Key like you, he sees what he sees, and he'll tell you, I think this Giants team can win 10 games. I think I trust Brock Purdy more than Daniel Jones or Dak Prescott. Guys who've been there and played and won championships and stuff, they see what they see. They'll let you know. Thank you, Brandon, as always.
All right, B. Thanks for having me.
Bet. All right, B. Brock Purdy, huh?
Brock okay. Purdy, but wow. he gave some good reasons. Yeah. Key, you said it right away, too. He says, it just looks good, man. It just looks good. And he's like, you want to play with a dude like that. He said it. He got swag, more, you know, more than the other guys. He feels more than Dak or Daniel Jones. You want to rock with a dude like that. Brandon Jacobs said he trusts Brock Purdy more than Dak or Daniel Jones. But is he right? Plus, is Trevor Lawrence, as Keyshawn Johnson claims, the worst quarterback remaining in the playoffs?
Oh, God, you used the word worst.
What are
you?
Hey, it's worst. 1 through 8. He was 8th. Do the math. KJM, ESPN Radio. God.
Check Jay's Twitter. Here it comes.
Here it comes.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. So Brandon Jacobs was just on with us, the juggernaut. Oh, I love me some Brandon Jacobs back in the day.
He's a big back, boy. Chop his little ankles off, though.
Dealing with him. He said he trusts Brock Purdy more than Dak or Daniel Jones. Is he right? Key's real rankings time. We will revisit this from earlier in the show. Key ranked 1 through 8, the quarterbacks remaining in the playoffs.
Yep. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen was 2. Patrick was 1. Joe Burrow's 3. Dak Prescott, 4. Jalen Hurts, 5. Daniel Danny Dimes, as they like to call him in New York, is 6. Brock Purdy, which is pretty, number 7. And Trevor, I have long hair, Lawrence is 8. Why are you laughing, Jay?
I have long hair.
So you have Trevor Lawrence 8th. Now, yes. Jay, I have a question for you.
Number 8.
If you rank something 1 through 8, what would 8th represent? The first or the last or somewhere in the middle?
Last.
The last.
Yes.
So would it be fair to say that if you had a list 1 through 8 and someone was 8th, that you have ranked them last?
As the remaining people in the playoffs with that contact, yes.
Yeah.
They would be ranked last.
Yeah. Key, it seems to me. I verified this with Jay that you have ranked Trevor Lawrence last of the remaining.
That is correct, Jay, that I have ranked Trevor Lawrence last. Would it be also correct if I was to say to you there's only 8 quarterbacks remaining and he has limited experience? He did not play extremely well in the Los Angeles Chargers win. They were down 27-0. He was playing poor in the first half. And is it true that Trevor Lawrence is not better than Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts, Daniel Jones, and Brock Purdy at this moment in his career? Is that also true?
The only one I would maybe put up there, Brock Purdy, but from what I've seen, Brock Purdy, yes, that is correct.
By the way, I agree. I'm not saying no. I agree. This is a very – look, correct. At this point in the season, you have good quarterbacks left. I agree with you, Trey. You just were hesitant to say last.
No. It's that's not that what
whenever,
happened,
whenever
Max
we do a
Kellerman.
List, when we do a list, the list then floats out there, and then people start saying, oh, he called him the worst.
No, that's exactly
– John Johnson says Trevor Lawrence, correct. Worst quarterback.
That is correct, Jay. What Mr. Kellerman decided to do in this conversation was use the word worst.
Worst.
What I do?
And when you say worst, that it signifies something really, really bad.
What I do?
Is that what I sound like?
Yes. What I do? What I
just
do?
Just say he was ranked 8th, which represents last, not worst. Because your little internet people get on their little computers when they're supposed to be working at work right now doing the job, which they paid to do.
People.
Huh?
The little internet. You said don't pay attention to the little internet.
Yes, you
want
to listen
to us. No, you tell
me
everything about the little internet people. You don't want to tell me.
I mean, it's a tough
man.
Oh,
did you see
Patrick
what they
Mahomes.
Said?
Josh, you have Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. I might flip it, but I get your criteria. You're right in terms of listing it that way. Dak and Jalen and Danny Dimes, and then Brock Purdy. Everyone likes Purdy. He's in a great situation. I get it. It's just to have him last is
– Well, where should he go?
Well, no, I agree with you. I'm saying I don't know where to – maybe ahead of Purdy, but
– So let me ask you this question, Buttercup. Let me ask you this question.
Here's what makes it difficult.
Hold on, Max. Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
So let's just use the 7th and 8th spot, right?
Yeah.
Let's use 7 and 8.
Yeah.
You watch both of them play, right?
Yeah.
Who had a better game?
Purdy.
Okay.
But here's why I'm saying it. I don't disagree with your ranking of Trevor Lawrence 8th. What I'm saying is what's so tough about it is what makes it difficult is the dude just came back from down 27.
Threw 4 picks
no
in
doubt.
The first half and then came back
to
regroup
to me in a
gather.
Way.
Yeah, but is that more
– Yeah.
Is that more an indictment on – the Chargers and their inability to close it out?
Yep.
Okay, then. I don't need to finish.
No, I'm not arguing against the ranking. To my way of thinking, a guy gets – it's like when Tua was playing, which I thought unwisely with the concussions, right? Like after the concussions. But it was inspirational. There's no doubt about it. Same thing with
– I can't give you credit for inspiration.
But the whole thing about isn't that a larger indictment on, you know, the Chargers getting up the lead? I'm like, well, we had something called the Miracle Minute where we were down 10. Like, I don't see people saying, oh, that's just an indictment on Maryland. It was a miraculous comeback.
Well, it's an indictment on Maryland. They shouldn't have allowed that to happen.
Yeah, but that's the negative
the floor.
Way of looking at it.
Yeah, you can look at it. You were down 10.
Jay, I'm slapping the floor, and I'm getting up in you.
I didn't play no defense.
Sean in D.C. wants to respond to Brandon Jacobs saying
Pat,
he trusts Brock Purdy more than Dak Prescott.
Yeah, I can't.
Go ahead, Sean.
I can't. I'm a fan of BJ, but ain't no way you're taking Purdy over Daniel Dimes or Dak Prescott. As soon as he turned back into a pumpkin one game, everybody gonna be like, that's what he is. In reality, once Trey Lance get healthy, he going back to the bench anyway. If he won the Super Bowl, it'd be something different. But I doubt if they're gonna win the Super Bowl. You know, so
see, I don't doubt that.
I can't doubt that. I think they're the best team in the NFC.
Man, I think they. It's gonna be interesting. That's all I can say, man. Because them Eagles, them Fly Eagle Flies, and them Cowboys, them two teams, man, they're gonna be tough outs.
Yeah. You know the thing about San Francisco, it's almost too perfect with the story. Not he was drafted in the sixth round or seventh round or undrafted. He was literally Mr. Irrelevant, the very last pick in the draft.
Max loves that.
I mean, the story is too – like, again, the Hollywood script, you'd be like, all right, can you not – you're going to make him Mr. Irrelevant. He's going to win the Super Bowl. Come on. You're going to start right away. He's going to win the Super Bowl as Mr.
Irrelevant.
Guess where
– after he wins the Super Bowl, guess where he's going?
Disneyland.
Disney World.
Disney World, sorry.
It's perfect. He's going to win the Super Bowl.
Go to Disney
Brock Purdy, where are you off to next? I'm going to Disney World.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Like, no rookie has ever won the Super Bowl. No one rookie's ever even gotten there. But this dude might be not only the first rookie to get to the Super Bowl, the first rookie to win it, and he was the dead last pick in the draft. It's like mind-boggling if that happens.
And he'll go in the Super Bowl game. He'll be
here it comes
18-21.
Yeah.
210.
Yep.
In a touchdown, and he'll win the MVP because the story is just so great. You got to finish it off right.
Got to finish it off right. He gets not McCaffrey, not anyone on the defense. It's going
to
be.
McCaffrey might rush for $130. They're going to give it to Purdy.
He might have more rushing yards than Purdy has yards through the air. Purdy's going to get it.
You're talking about the Stetson Bennett of the NFL right now. I mean, that's to a degree like that.
Stetson Bennett?
Yeah. But from day one, when I laid eyes on Brock Purdy, I told Max, I'm like, that dude can play.
Just looks
Max
good.
Like, ah! I'm
no,
like,
no,
Max.
I didn't really fight that too much. One thing is, like, I never went at – someone mistakenly said yesterday that I was going at Shanahan. I never questioned Shanahan's excellence as a coach. What I've always done is point out if Garoppolo wasn't good, then the backups could win. They never win in San Francisco, but Garoppolo always wins. So it's not just the coaching staff and the defense. Garoppolo's bringing something to the table. But I'll say this – Brock Purdy brought something to
the table.
Hold on. Time out. Brock Purdy winning, it's not that anyone can win with Shanahan in that defense. It's that Brock Purdy's good. He's good.
Yeah. Kate, this brings up such a good time to talk about this. What's that say about Jimmy G that now Brock Purdy's out here doing this thing like this?
That Brock Purdy's good.
But what does it say about Jimmy G?
Nothing.
It takes a little shine off Jimmy G.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's one day.
As I told Max,
that's all.
When this first took place, I said, same guy, man.
Yeah.
Same guy.
But yeah, you saying a key is one thing. I wanted to hear Max.
But
say.
No, but what he's saying
Max
is
has been
what
on
he's saying
the Jimmy
is same
G
guy.
Train.
But he's not taking it off Jimmy G. What he's
no, no,
saying
no, I'm
is,
not worried about what Key's saying.
Yeah.
I know what Key's saying. Key just said it to me. I'm talking about what you're
well,
saying.
But let me get into that. It's not just. It doesn't mean that Garoppolo's not good.
I didn't say he
what
wasn't
it means good. Is that Brock Purdy is doing something at least as well as Garoppolo did it. Right. So it looks at this moment. Like he says, we'll see what happens, but at least
same
as
guy.
Good as Garoppolo.
Same
that's
guy.
That's a good player.
Even if Brock side. Purdy, what, even what if it? Brock Purdy was to lose to the Cowboys,
right.
Same guy.
But what I'm saying,
because I believe he can go win 10 games next year if they put
him
in.
If he looked good and Key liked him and everything, but they didn't win in the playoffs and he wasn't winning all those games, then it would make Jimmy G look even better. It'd be like, look, this dude's pretty good and Jimmy G's better
Rush,
than that.
But Cooper G Rush is not the same thing as Dak Prescott.
But it took a little shine off Jimmy G, in your opinion. That's where you originally stated.
Yeah,
I just
want
to make sure
let me rephrase it.
You should rethink
Had
about
Brock
that.
Purdy not been as successful, it would have added to Jimmy G's shine.
No,
Keyshawn,
no.
J. Will and Max, should Dallas bring in another kicker?
This guy.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.